Welcome to another episode of Naturally Unbothered. If you're watching us live, it's really Tuesday, but y'all better pretend like it's motherfucking Thursday, because we said it's Thursday, and right. We make the rules, and whatever we say on right. Our podcast really goes. So, welcome to Thursday.
It's hey. Thursday somewhere. Hey, how you
doing? I'm Shari.
I'm Lisa.
And I'm Ebony.
What's the damn deal? It's your boy, Dream.
What's up, everybody? Hey. So we all drinking some form or another, some type of Moscato. What you drinking, Dre?
So I'm trying a little combination of something. I try to mix, and I actually really like it. I'm drinking Peach Crown, Apple Crown, and I'm drinking some Whiskey Sour Mix. It is freaking delicious. I'm not going to lie about it.
Okay.
Freaking delicious.
All right. That's a combination.
Trying something different, that's all.
You look like you chiefing.
I am. On a cigar, as usual.
All right.
Cigar as usual. Looking at the beautiful ladies I have here.
Thank you. So, thanks, for our cast update tonight, I want everybody to give out one of their best sex tips. I ain't gonna get in y'all business tonight. I just want y'all to tell me...
Oh, good, we back live.
Your best sex tip. Okay. It could be a tip, a technique, something for everybody to go out and try.
To get out and try, I guess for me, I don't know, I ain't gonna say I have a best because I like different areas of sex, but for me, always, I'm a Scorpio male. Our number one goal always to please a woman. So for me, I'm going to say, and I'm going to tell anybody, if you are any man, if you're going to go in, if you know you're going to have sex forever, make sure you warm the engine up first. So if it takes a minute to eat that thing and get it where it needs to be, eat that thing and get that thing where it needs to be. There's a little, you got to figure out what side tickles her more or what side she stimulates her more. It's usually... the left side of the clitoris when you're licking on it. Sometimes it could be the right. Make sure you do the infinity figure. Mm-hmm. Drives them crazy. That's the all I got to say. That's my sex tip. The infinity. It's something about that tongue and doing that infinity thing or whatever. It drives women crazy.
Okay, so your that's tip for the night tip. Is the infinity tongue trick, but focus on the left side of the clitoris.
Correct. That would be my absolute first. And okay. I would recommend that for anybody.
All right.
Ebony?
I'm still thinking of my tips. I have so many.
You got a tip, Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a tip.
Oh, look, Lord.
Come on, tell us the tip, Lisa.
You know it's all about the D. So my tip for tonight is when you're giving him head, then make sure that you hold the tip of his penis in your mouth, and then just kind of press down on it just a little bit. Take the tip of your teeth, don't bite him, but just kind of slide it up to the top, and then bring it back down to the crown of his head, and then take your tongue and go straight up under the bottom from the back where his balls are all the way up, and then just give it a good suck.
Is this a little dick nigga?
Oh,
this is not right. A dick.
This who?
Like
who? Dre, you all right?
I don't know. My imagination is amazing.
Did you just almost come in your shorts?
No, but I did drop a... Yeah, I did. Let me stop lying. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying, if you can move your tongue while the head is still in your mouth, all the way from the...
Or you might have a long tongue.
The head was still in your mouth, but after you take it to the crown, then you take your tongue and just go from that.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking it's... I'm trying to do one whole motion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
trying to go... That's what I was like.
I'm trying to do the whole fucking motion.
I never said...
Who has a tongue that long.
Hold the head in your mouth.
Okay.
So for those of you that are thinking
you never said let it fall out either.
Yeah, take it out of your mouth and then go from the balls and come all the way back up and then just give it a good suck.
All right. That sounds great. Ebony, have you got yours?
But for those who go deep throat, they may be able to do that now.
Or if he have a small penis. If his penis is small enough,
we don't deal
you
with
can
small penises.
Suck his dick and lick his balls at the same time. Just saying.
Who wants him?
Yeah, we don't deal with
I'm
small
just saying
penises.
You can do that. And then before he gets all the way erect, you can do that.
Yeah, that is a possibility before he's all...
But once he gets all the way erect, you're going to gag.
It's impossible.
Lube noodle. You're going to gag.
You're going to gag.
Gag reflex.
Excuse me.
So, my tip is y'all need to learn how to rim people. Period. I'm not an advocate for putting things inside of the asshole. But licking around the asshole,
rim
fingering
shots.
Around the asshole.
Rim shots.
I'm just saying. Especially when you about to climax. Pay the asshole some attention. The booty hole needs attention too. Check all your holes. What, Dre? People can't,
people can't see you.
Dre, you don't want nobody to lick your asshole?
Huh?
You don't want nobody to lick your asshole?
Throw them legs back.
I've had it done plenty of times.
So what's up with all the extras?
Remember he just told
me about it. I'm just thinking about what you're saying about it. That's all. That's y'all need to be very detailed about it.
We were trying to figure this shit out. Like, what's happening here?
No complaints.
Okay. Ebony, what you got?
I guess my advice would be to everyone out there, just try anal first. Your very first time.
Don't
just do it. Do anal.
Don't do it. Her advice is bad.
I don't know. That's all I got. Lube it up and shove
it in. I ain't mad at that.
Shove it in there.
She said lube it up and shove it in there.
Give it a good old.
Shove it in there.
Don't I'm shove gone. It in there.
You're like.
I'm gone. I quit. Right there.
Why are you trying to tear Punch somebody it. Whole asshole out?
I'm just trying to give them some good solid advice. Just go for it.
That takes some practice.
Just go for it.
Just to shove it in there.
Just go for it.
I can't do it. I don't even understand why.
I don't understand why.
Why what?
Lube it up and just shove it in there?
Yeah, just shove it. Just lube it up and just go for the gusto. Because once you get past that initial shock, this is easy breezy cover girl.
No, bitch.
Once you know this,
y'all on live, correct? Y'all are on live, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yes, people are lively hearing this bullshit that's spewing out of her.
Don't give me the finger, Dre. That's not nice.
What did some of the followers say?
They're just laughing.
My thing is frozen.
Nobody wants it in the asshole.
If y'all missed it from Facebook, I said you should do anal. Just ram it in there. Lube it up. Ram it in there. Get that initial shock out of the way. And then just go for the gusto.
Okay.
She gonna jump. Like, oh! And then, but once that's passed.
Man, please. Somebody hit that vasovagal nerve. You're going to go limp and you're going to be down there for a limp until the doctor comes.
I mean, your body might be like, the left side might be like, it's paralyzed, but she'll be all right.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That vasovagal nerve. You get hit.
I've had that without that before. Oh, that's when. Oh.
And you still alive? Do your thing. Do your thing.
Ebony's a pro at it now.
I am really not. I just want everybody to experience that just once. Good ramming. They talk about rim shots. Go ahead and get that shot in there.
A rim shot is just touching the surface, massaging the taint with your tongue or your finger. You are telling people to just ram a whole penis.
Yeah.
In they ass.
Ebony told my
The whole penis. All of it. Take all of it. I bet you look at you different. That respect. Think about that.
All right, everybody look at you in disgust.
No.
Like, you will not ever, the dude will not ever get the opportunity That's not ever
true.
Again.
That's not true. People are like, she assaulted. She took that, and now she about to take it again.
I mean, you're a freaking savage, dude. I swear to God.
She is beyond a savage. She's disgusting, and she has no moral compass.
I do have moral compass. That's why they're my friends.
No, I deal with you because we have kids together. We basically lived a lesbian life without the sex and being lesbians. But we got children together that we've raised and shit, and I'm stuck with you. I can't get rid of you at this point. Our oldest child is freaking about to be 28 years old. I can't get rid of you.
There's six kids.
Yeah.
Whole life?
I'm stuck. I'm like, you know, I'm that baby daddy that just... She stuck me. I've been swindled and bamboozled in this friendship.
I see. So Ebony the man, right?
No, she's actually not.
I'm actually not, bitch.
She's actually not.
Why are you trying to say
I'm? Call me a bitch.
She's the
I'm all woman up in here, honey.
Whatever, boo.
Whatever.
Whew. All that testosterone is flowing right now. She acting like she the man.
I was almost on my way. Don't.
Oh my God! I want to fight you so bad. I just want to fight you so bad.
Don't do it, Dre.
Anyway. Anywho.
Anybody worry about you? So we decided that the topic for this show was. We ain't gonna have no fucking topic. We just about to talk about random ass, crazy ass, dumb ass, stupid ass sex and shit that we just want to talk about today.
Are you eating on camera?
No.
So, okay. I know everybody's seen the, I don't know if everybody's seen, but we're gonna assume that y'all watch television and you guys have seen the shows about the different inmates and the women that date them. What's the name of the show?
Locked Up Abroad. I mean,
Locked Up
After
Love. After Lockup.
Love After Lockup. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've never looked at the show. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, it's a show about people who fall in love with people who are in prison. When they get out of jail, then they try to make a family life and live with each other and shit like that.
Okay.
So, you know, half these people just be using the people just to get the fuck out and because they needed money and a pen pal the whole time they was in fucking jail. And then the other person that's on the outside be just so in love and so into this and right. so into that. And the other person just really be using them. Now,
right.
there has been some loves that have been made.
Interesting.
Who?
Really?
You know some people?
No, I'm just saying on the show. Some of them actually
that shit is for the ends up,
you know, we're talking about the show. So, I'm just saying. But I just want to know, like, for real, would any of y'all consider meeting a person that's incarcerated, making them your boo, financially supporting them while they are in lockdown, lockup, for however long they are, and then when they get out, you be there to pick them up, and y'all start y'all life together.
No.
That would be a big fat no for me.
Yeah. Yes.
My attention span is too short.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to tell you the reason why I would do it. Because I know when she gets out, that inheritance that she's getting, some millions of dollars,
I'm sorry, did we miss something? What fucking inheritance?
I don't know, but that's the only reason that I said yes. I'm just giving you an example of
this, what this just got out of jail. What are you talking about? She got no fucking inheritance.
Don't mix any more drinks. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, that's the only way that I'm going to do it. That, you know what I'm saying? So it's a no for anybody else, but if I'm getting some out of this deal, I will be all the man that she ever needs.
I don't remember there being any caveats.
Yeah, there was no caveats.
There's
this bitch went to jail.
That's the only way that I'm gonna do it. Otherwise, it's a
so
big
it's
fat
a no.
So it's a no. So it's a no for me. It's a no for me.
So, Dre, you're saying she went to federal prison and she stashed somebody away before?
She said, no.
Inheritance are a stashed away. It don't even matter. That's the only way that I'm going to sit up and ever do anything with anybody going to jail.
Yeah, that's just going to be a big fat no for me.
I'm just saying, how can you be, first of all, as a person, why would you want to be loyal to somebody who's in prison? Why, if you inside, why would you want to be loyal to somebody who on the outside?
I wouldn't be loyal to anybody who's inside. First off, my attention span is super short. So once you go, once you're in there and I drop off, I've already forgot about you. I can't write you. I can't send you money. Yeah, I can't put money on your books. I can't send you pictures. I'm not driving to wherever you are to visit. It's just over. Just holler at me when you get out, if I'm still around. Because I've probably been changed my number about 5, 6, 7 times. And address is probably about that same.
So he can holler at you when he get out?
Maybe. It depends.
No, that's a big fat no.
I said maybe.
Okay, what's
if
the maybe?
If he can find me. Catch me if you can, sucker.
Y'all got to think, though. There's so many lonely women. There's so many lonely women out there. So they're willing to marry men who are in jail.
They be telling them, everything they want to hear. They be like, oh, you're beautiful. She 900 pounds. Like,
marry people while they're in jail.
They are willing.
They be using them so much.
It's a lot of lonely people.
I
refuse.
Sorry, I keep looking at me, but I can't do it.
You must be able to do it.
I can't.
Hell no, man. Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
I need some dick.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular.
Who wants? Yeah. And you know, if you in there for a little bit of time, you're going to be giving up that.
And if I go to jail for some years, I'm going to be probably in jail fucking bitches. So I'm not going to be being loyal to you.
They're going to be having carrots inside of you and stuff.
Emily, stop it.
First of all, it's true.
Or did they make them cut up those vegetables?
First of all, who said she was going to be fucking me with objects? Nobody said nothing like that. That's not the only fucking way you can have sex with a woman is with an object.
Pretty much guarantee they ain't gonna be loyal to you on the inside.
Thank you. They not about. That's the point I'm making. I'm gonna be fucking bitches while I'm in prison, and you on the outside gonna be fucking other dudes or chicks or whatever I'm dating, whoever.
I'm not gonna be. I'm.
And if I'm on the outside, I'm gonna be fucking. Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm gonna be fucking regardless, inside or outside of the jail. Fucking is gonna be happening.
It's gonna be some fucking carrying on.
So no, I'm not. I cannot commit. I'm not going to be able to say, yes, I will commit to having sex or being with someone who is incarcerated.
Who would ever do?
We won't knock the people.
I'm not, because my uncle just got married and he in jail.
I'm not knocking anyone who does that, but I need y'all to know y'all dumb as fuck, man. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying that's some stupid shit. They using you.
Man, people find love in the strangest places.
That don't be love. It'd be love on their end, but that should be what can you put on my books on the other end?
I mean, do people really, is people's phone game really that fucking tight, or text game that tight, make you fall in love?
It's not.
Or your pen pal writing?
This is how all men get women. They ask a woman what she's looking for, and the dumbass hoe tells them. And then he knows exactly what the fuck you do. I'm not going to tell you what the fuck I like. How do you treat women? Figure me out.
Figure it out.
No.
You can only figure it out by spending time with that person.
Exactly. So, ooh, I love rainbows and castles and long walks on the beach and this and that, and I want a man, and so I want a man that's gonna be good for my kids, God fearing man. So everything he's saying is, God bless you, God is good, he always on time, or whatever, you know, whatever the Christians are saying. So I'm just like, you know,
when I'm gonna start telling motherfuckers that I want trips, expensive cars. I want a man that can provide me all that shit so he can provide me all that shit. Because y'all know I want me a damn diabetic sugar daddy.
And that's host speak.
I want a diabetic sugar daddy. And everybody keep asking me, why do I need a diabetic? I want a diabetic because I don't need to give him any sugar. Diabetics cannot have sugar. So I need a dude that I don't have to give him any of my sugar.
I just need
all the perks. Pay some bills. You really gonna come off really good because I really don't have a lot of bills.
Is it that sweet though, Shari?
Huh?
It's hosty.
Is it that sweet?
Yeah, this shit is fire over here.
I mean, I don't know.
I can't be giving it to no sugar daddy.
Right.
I gotta put this on the person that I'm trying to really lock down for real. Like, I'm trying to get locked down.
This shit's probably like them airheads you pop in your mouth. It should be talking to the motherfucking dick.
You think?
I don't know, bitch. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I'm not even worried about it because I already know my motherfucking pussy like sunshine, bitch.
On a cloudy motherfucking day.
That's right. On all the days. This motherfucker up in the air and make all the clouds go away. Rainbow. We cool, darling.
So I ain't got nothing bad to say about you.
Yeah, thank you.
And be on the other end.
She just mad because she got that motherfucking dungeon pussy. That motherfucking shit is like a basement.
I'm choking to death.
Her motherfucking pussy like a dark basement.
She's so vulgar.
She's damp, it's got a musty odor.
Don't believe the hype. She's a fucking hater.
That bitch is that motherfucking damp, dusty basement pussy. That's what she got. Mm-hmm. You see Lisa quiet.
Because she don't nobody want to get on Lisa.
Why you quiet, Lisa?
Right. Because she...
Lisa, why your titty hanging out, though?
Oh, damn. The stuff that's coming down the Charlie's mouth is fucking unbelievable.
You can't see it.
Yeah, that'll hear me on Instagram. That shit is out.
Lisa, hug titty out.
Go on Instagram.
Hey!
I bet you seen it.
We got some titties popping out.
You can't see it in the screen.
Titty.
On this screen. On Instagram, it's all out, baby.
Yes, baby. Them titties is out.
I hope y'all got an iPhone.
Ooh, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. All right, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Okay,
I just wanted to sing that song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all. So we done talked about the. Okay, so my next question. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think it would take to make you instantly? No, I ain't gonna do that because of the shit you're dragging out.
These questions.
I was gonna ask a question, but you just said if you tell a motherfucker what it is, they gonna do that shit.
Right.
So I don't need nobody just the next person y'all fuck then listen to the podcast and then all of a sudden trying the techniques to get y'all the trickery. Okay, so I ain't gonna do that. But what are some tricks that y'all done dug the motherfuckers? What are some shit that y'all done to motherfuckers to make sure that they ass keep on coming back for more? How about that?
Oh.
Number one. I ain't gonna call it a trick. I just, whatever I'm doing, performing.
It's fucking trickery.
I'm making sure that I'm giving that person multiple orgasms. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Whatever it takes to give them multiple orgasms,
trickery.
I'm keeping them coming back.
That's what you tell them. Yeah, the trickery and bamboozlery.
Look, you can hide anything behind your sex. Y'all, we talked about it before. You can hide anything behind toxic sex.
You really can.
You toxic.
You can hide anything behind toxic sex.
You really can. You can hide a lot behind a toxic ass person behind some good ass sex. You can.
Mm-hmm. That's all saying you're toxic.
Am I saying I'm toxic?
He's been told that before. Though.
Yeah, he said he's been told that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of feel like, you know, people just generally.
Hi, husband. You're watching. Hi.
Oh, God. Here we go. Because people just genuinely, you know, I think people just kind of gravitate towards me as a person.
They do.
And.
Like moths to a flame. Burned by the fire.
So I think people gravitate towards me, and so I do feed on that. Like if I see that you're interested,
like mosquitoes to a puddle of water.
If I see that you're interested, and I see you gravitating towards me, I will feed off of that energy and draw you in. I will. I'm really good about that. I think so. What about you, Lisa?
I just use my sweetness.
My sweetness.
Your sweetness.
All the sweet. Which one? Which sweetness? The sweet Bold. Personality.
Bold. Lisa, that's how you get suckers. You be drawing. That's how you give
Lisa,
a right
Lisa's
now.
Like a sour patch kid. First she's sweet.
Let me try that.
Like,
let me try that sweetness. They think they getting the sweetness. Like, man, y'all don't want that power. Y'all don't want the problem.
Like, fuck you. Whatever.
Lisa, y'all don't want the problem. Lisa's going to put it on your dog.
And then kick you out.
Kick you out real quick. She'll tell you in a heartbeat, I only want the D. And then you need to go the fuck home.
You got to go. Because she's about to smoke her
you
weed.
You still here?
And chill.
I know you didn't think you were spending the night.
What you doing?
Ride home. You think I'm going to give you a ride home?
What?
Your Uber's waiting.
Your Uber been waiting.
I'll give him a ride.
Your
home.
Taxi. Better yet, your limo outside. For real. What are the listeners? Is y'all alive? What are the listeners? What questions do the listeners have?
They're not even asking questions. They just saying hi and
ask
them for questions. Ask them. Do they want
to
ask?
Rats to cheese.
Oh, somebody said rats to cheese. Who's that? Okay,
your little raggly ass husband.
I love you so much, baby. I knew you would come
That's
through for me.
Raggly ass self. They're not saying nothing. They just only responded to it. Oh, Mentori, hi, daughter-in-law.
Hey,
she's watching this. So anyway, but yeah, no one's like asked us any questions.
That was funny.
So Lisa. Can she get a fun fact song to
do 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 fun facts.
Thank you, Ebony.
You're
welcome.
Yeah.
Ebony is in the groove. This
bitch
is so fake.
I love Ebony.
After last week, that bitch was like, I don't want your fucking.
Y'all didn't deserve that shit last week.
No, I wanted it. She didn't want to give it to me.
Y'all didn't deserve my talents last week.
So I was like, okay, whatever. You know, just like relationships.
I know.
You don't want to do it tonight? Fuck it.
I'll do myself.
No, you just take it.
No shit.
Sometimes it just depends, but if they want to act like a bitch, then keep it up.
You just take it. If we married and you don't want to have sex, then
now
you need to go
different.
Sleep somewhere else. Because if you sleep in the bed with me, we fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you mad at me,
Ebony.
We fucking. If you happy, we fucking. If you sad, we fucking.
We are married.
We is fucking.
Or we are living together
no
in a relationship.
Actually, it's a proven study that sex makes motherfucking headaches go away.
I'm
so, bitch, I'm going to fuck you.
Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you, dummy. Yes, there's no such thing as I have a headache, so you can't get none. Or I'm mad at you, and you got to sleep on the couch.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you said this. Lisa, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
You're fine. Family.
We can start in a second. But a question. Is it any way possible that a spouse can rape the other spouse if they didn't want to have sex?
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know,
so
if you married to me, you're going to get raped. Don't say no.
I just want to know. That's why I'm asking. You know, like
I'm
you said,
sorry.
Because some people think,
well,
their husband and wife, he can get it.
No is no. But if you know that person's hot spots and their weaknesses, you can lean them toward a yes.
If your dick get hard,
that's because you know
fucking.
The hot spots.
I don't care if I know a hot spot or not. If your dick get hard and we marry and we sleeping in the same fucking bed, you're getting fucking raped, you're getting molested, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's happening.
And this is who the fuck is.
I'm sorry. I've said it numerous times.
What you're saying?
I do not condone rape, but if you are married and you laying in the bed next to me butt ass naked and your dick is hard, it is my job and my duty as your spouse.
It's her civic duty.
It's my civic and moral
to give you
and
that
physical movie. Duty to get your penis back down to a sleeping state.
I just want to make sure
because
y'all
we are married.
That,
now,
that,
if you date, I wouldn't advise you doing that shit because date rape gonna get you in jail. It's hard to prove that shit when y'all shit isn't when y'all married. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, so, I just want to make sure that like I got a good understanding.
I'm just telling you though, don't marry me.
My wife
and tell me
my
no.
My wife does not want to have sex. But I want to have sex, so I go take it.
Bitch, just lean over. Just slide over.
If
to
she
the
has
side.
Said, if she has said no, that is rape. If she hasn't said anything,
right.
Then it's yours for the taking.
So
right.
There are multiple laws saying countering that, saying that it's not because they are married.
They and I'm sure the colonizers thought of that shit.
All I'm saying is, if the dick gets hard and we are in the bed together, it is my duty to make it go to sleep and put you to sleep as well. Period.
Right on. Right on.
I'm not going to tell you no. I ain't never told nobody. I ain't saying no. So you ain't got to worry about that. And if you tell me no, you don't feel like it, I'm going to say, motherfucker, have I ever told you no? Okay, exactly. Just lay there. I'll get you. Your dick is already hard. We'll handle it. You just lay there. I'll do what I need to do. And you can just lay there. You could be my human dildo for the night.
I like that one.
You ain't quiet now. Okay, let's get Lisa getting her fun facts. Y'all made me waste my
I'm sorry, reason. Lisa. Do your fun fact. Thank you, Dre. That was good, though.
Yeah, that was
just good. A question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tonight is freestyle, so it's okay.
All right.
So, I was sitting and thinking, how did the position 69 originate? And I Googled it. And come to find out, of course, we know that 69 is a group of sex positions. Mm-hmm. But how did the number get coined 69 relating to sex? So come to find out that the term was created by a French woman called Mary Wilson in 1790. She wrote a book called The Only Boy, The Whore's Catechism, and it was attributed to a French revolutionary figure called Théron de Maricourt, which describes soixante neuf, which means 69. Most people are aware of it as two people arranging their bodies to perform oral sex on one another at the same time. But...
Does it?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's two people positioning themselves. One person's head is going this way. The other person's head is going that way so that they simultaneously are stimulating each other through oral sex. And that's how we got the term 69.
Yeah, because you don't look like a 6 or a 9 when you're doing it.
No, it doesn't.
It sure does not.
It doesn't.
But it sure feels good.
It sure feels great.
It feels awesome.
Yes.
Hold on. To one. Feels great to one person because a lot of women can't do it the same time that a man can. When they're doing it together.
They end up being hell. They end up being
hell. They end up being hell.
Dre.
Them damn goats.
Jesse goat.
Dre, don't do it.
Look.
Don't bite into the hype, okay?
All I'm saying is.
I'm not going to let you lure me tonight.
You okay. Can't. Thank you. Yay!
You can't get to me. You can't get to me.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can and I will before this is over with.
You will not.
You're the damn devil. You're nothing but the devil.
I don't give a fuck. That's why I wake up every day.
She devil.
To fuck with people, get on their nerves. Who can I fuck with every day? Who can I fucking make miserable?
Dre, you did good.
But y'all be following this
but
bitch.
But for those of you all that enjoy it, continue to keep doing it. And for those of you all who don't or have never tried it, please try.
Unbossed the
69.
Apparel. Yeah.
You'll 69. Enjoy it. You're really missing out on a fabulous treat to yourself.
And it doesn't matter how big you are or how small you are with the 69.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, and, Dre, why did you make that facial expression? Unless you got a big old
stomach. I'm just listening.
It don't even matter about your stomach.
I'm enjoying
it. You do, because you'd be like,
Ebony, you need to
I'm saying, like,
if they're laying down, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. They just got to be laying down. You got to
If the other person is heavy, y'all just do the 69 from the side position.
Exactly. You know, have them
put the leg up. Just do it from the side.
Exactly. A little stomach doesn't hurt.
And it's easy to suck dick that way anyway. So, you know what I'm saying?
You know what we mean, Dre?
Don't do it, Dre.
Anyway, that was a great.
Did you say
fun
something?
Fact,
I'm sorry.
Lisa.
Did you say something, Ebony?
I did not.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
You're always starting shit.
He's my favorite person to mess with on the podcast.
I know he's your favorite, but y'all are so ridiculous. so ridiculous. So Ebony here, say my name.
So it's my segment of the show that you all want. That's the only reason why you listen. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And watch. Because it's my time to be on the mic.
Let's go. Let's go with the bullshit.
Okay, so this is from, I don't know. I sometimes end up hooking up with guys when I'm hanging out with my girls, which isn't a big deal until we consider I have a boyfriend. I really like him so much, but the sex is so whack. Any suggestions that can help him improve without it being a slap at his ego? I'm gonna read this whole right act, so y'all hurry up.
Okay. First of all,
you the hoe.
You. I don't even know why you're in a relationship.
Right. Skanky ass twat.
I mean, if you're a woman and your man has bad sex and you don't have anything to help him improve, i.e., let's try some new shit, or hey, I saw this position, or just start doing different shit to him, incorporating toys, doing some other shit. I don't even know why you even fucking with him. Like, I don't even understand what the point is. You know, normally I be trying to be the devil's advocate and stuff like that on the shows. I try, but I can't. I can't be an advocate for you today because you are just a hoe.
You're a cheating ass slut.
You're a cheating ass hoe.
A rank ass dirty
crotch hoe. That's all I got to say. Everybody else can weigh in, but that's all
I'm trying to understand. What's the question again? Because where are y'all getting the hoe from?
Because
sometimes end up hooking up with guys when I'm out with my girls, which isn't a problem until we consider I have a boyfriend. And she really likes him a lot.
But she says that the sex with him is whack.
But the sex is whack. Probably because your pussy's stressed out, hoe. You know,
I mean, apparently, his sex is not going to keep you. You just like him.
I'm like, hold me back, Lisa, because this bitch deserves everything.
Okay, well, Dre talking.
Oh, sorry, Lisa. I mean, Dre.
I don't know. She hooks up with other guys, but she really likes this guy. Okay, what? She's a what?
A hoe.
She wants advice on how to talk to him without hurting his ego.
She's a skeezer.
Find something in this case, find something that he is good at. Find something that he is good at, and y'all do that. They gonna say get burnt out with it, but y'all gotta keep finding new things that's gonna keep your ass from going out finding random dick. Right. To touch, you know what I'm saying? You gotta find something.
He's probably bad at it. He's probably bad at it with her because she's all stressed out.
Tell him then and let him. Tell him, number one, so he can improve and try to do better. If that doesn't work, you tell him he's still not doing anything about it. So what? He's a nice guy. There are a million nice guys out there.
Right.
So what?
And his wife. And I'm with y'all on this one. So somebody else.
I can't.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can't lie. That's
She's
crazy.
She's a real cum dumpster.
Oh, Lord.
Basically.
She's beyond the cum dumpster. She is. That's what the fuck she is.
I just think that if she does not enjoy the sex with him, then she needs to move on. Exactly, because you're bruising his ego every time
she
gonna
bring him
an
STD with somebody else.
She wearing a condom.
How dare you, hoe? You are just the most raunchiest, skankiest, most disrespectful ass. I hope you get the heebie-jeebies and they never get cured. I don't even have no words for what you get.
Stupid, man.
Hope your pussy drops out and falls out and rots.
That's your advice to her?
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty calm on this one.
I just don't like her. I don't even want to... I don't even want to dignify this energy. No, she already knows she's fucking up. She probably looks like a fucking spider monkey anyway. Look, I ain't got time for your shit. This is fucking ridiculous. No one wants to help you. Why would I help you? My advice is for people that really need help, not for hoes who want to fuck more bros. I ain't got time for you. Fucking skank quiet. That's tramp.
Skank.
Wasting my time on you. Don't write this to anybody else, you fucking skank. Skeezing ass bitch.
You mean it? You really mean it?
Fuck you and your mama, hoe. I ain't got time for it.
Oh, that's funny.
You
ain't got time
for
mom? What her mama do?
That's funny.
She taught her that shit. Your mama's a
Ebony.
Hoe. Yeah, she didn't say your name. What, she gonna come get me? You gonna come get me, bitch? Come on.
That's funny.
I do this shit for fun. Come on. She wrote in. She wanted me to be honest with her. Bitch, you deserve everything you get. You deserve the wax sex. I hope it puts your ass out on the street.
All right, let's play a game.
I don't want to play a game.
I'm going to fuck what you want to play.
I want to keep talking about this
bitch. We're fucking playing a game.
Fine.
Can't never be. You see, this is why I can't be civilized to her. Mm-hmm. You always trying to advocate us being civilized. I can't. She's an uncivil asshole.
That's not true.
I can't be civilized to her.
I am very civilized.
Anyway.
Classy even.
The game. The game that we are playing tonight is Fact Is, because everyone liked the game the last time, so we're going to do a couple rounds of Fact Is. The fact is...
She's a hoe. She's a hoe. And when I say she, I don't mean Shari. I mean the bitch that just wrote in.
The fact is, I had sex at work. Out of four of us, who has sex at work?
Dre.
It's between Dre.
That's one vote for Dre.
It's between, oh God, that's a hard one.
Lisa, I think you fucked somebody at work before. You be fucking in unorthodox ass motherfucking places.
I know
places.
I do.
I.e. underneath houses, in the crawl spaces of buildings.
But I feel like I did it at work.
I don't believe you.
I said Dre because Dre is most likely to have done it. But you're my second guess, Lisa.
No.
If it's not Dre.
Not that random place.
Bitch, you have sex all kinds of places where people aren't supposed to have sex at.
Facts.
Well, my vote would be Shari, because I know she's a Scorpio as well. So
she has a job as well. Shari.
Yeah, I agree.
What's everybody's vote? My vote is Lisa.
What does the followers say?
I said Dre.
No one's voted. They're just listening.
I say Shari or Dre.
It's Dre. Let's go.
So
I said Dre.
Okay. So would the person who has had sex at work sing the work song by Rihanna?
Work.
Yeah. Sing it. Dance. Who did it?
Dre.
Y'all keep waiting on me. All I'm gonna say is work. I don't even lie. I used to work at a check cash and pace on 23rd and what is it? 23rd and check cash and pace.
My old country boy. Cash.
No, not that far down. Okay. 23rd and Kelly. Oh. 23rd and Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Right on check and
first of
I
all,
shut that motherfucker down.
First of all, somebody else needs to motherfucking sing too. It's more than one motherfucker that's been fucking at
work.
Exactly. No. Okay. I did. I ain't gonna lie. So Ebony was my. Okay.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers, y'all better tell the truth. Y'all better work. Y'all supposed to be doing work, but y'all working.
That was many years ago. I would never do that shit where I work now.
Ugh. The fact is, my favorite position is the reverse cowgirl.
Lisa.
Yeah.
I think it's you, Ebony.
That smile on her face, yeah.
Yeah, because you calling people names out really quick.
Because I know who the answer. I know it's you. I know these answers.
Why does it have to be
because
me?
Because you're my choice. I have to choose someone.
Dre, who you pick?
Lisa.
Lisa.
So that's two votes Lisa, one vote Ebony.
Y'all wrong on me. I hope y'all feel real stupid when y'all get the answers.
So the person who likes to do the reverse cowgirl, I'm gonna need you to get your lasso and twirl that thing around.
Ride a camel. It ain't.
It must be Drake.
It must be Shari's ass.
It's Shari's ass.
What a whore bag.
Yes. I like it. And I like to look back when I'm doing it too. Like, you see that?
Hey, and I'm not going to be like, I like that shit too.
Yes.
You be doing that? You be doing the reverse cowboy? You cut on quick. You cut on quick to that.
The man who sleeps on the floor did not fall off the bed.
Damn. The fact is, I like to fuck doggy style. Woo woo. I need you to bark if you can. Woo woo.
Lisa.
And you fucking, you only like missionary?
No. Lisa just sit there all quiet.
Oh, does everybody supposed to work?
Nah, I'm just saying, if that's your favorite position, but she acting so motherfucking, it's goddamn Lisa.
I know.
Yeah!
I was
like, this bitch acting strange,
man. Like, yes, I'm like, what the fuck? You better say something.
It's definitely Lisa. Hey, you supposed to make people not know it's you, bitch, not act like it's you.
Right. Sorry, it's a church mouse and it's her.
This bitch is all like,
I don't know, I don't know whoever they could be speaking of.
I'm so innocent. In
while
group.
She's sitting here, motherfucking,
I'm the
her
nun
ass up.
In the group.
You are not the nun in this group.
The fucking nun. What nun?
You've already determined and established.
All right. The fact is, I've had sex with at least 6 people in the same motherfucking week.
Dre. Dre, you a nasty son.
I think that's you too.
6
Dre.
People in the same week. If I had a dick, I would, but that's why I know it's you.
If I had a dick, Ebony, I would too.
You ain't never had. What's the most
6 people?
What's
the
most people
week?
You ever had in the same week? Come on, in the same week, bitch.
In the same week, bitch. Probably 6.
Exactly.
But no, it's 7 days in the week. So no.
You ain't had sex with a different person every day?
No. Never. Who's done that shit? Oh, you done that shit?
Bitch, no. I fucked the same person 6 days in a row, but not 6 different people.
Yeah, I was just playing. I've never had 6 people in the same week.
Dre, is that you?
Hell yeah.
Well, the person who had sex with at least 6 people in a week
is about to choke on whatever he eating over there.
I need you to be like, I lays that motherfucking pipe, or I sits on that motherfucking dick.
I lays that motherfucking pipe.
Yes, because we know you. You be poking anything.
Look, man, I was young and dumb. I could go all day. And it wasn't 6 days. I know it's 7 days, and we wasn't 6 days straight. I'm talking about 2. One day, maybe one day, one. Next day, 2.
Still on maybe those dirty one. Ass so sheets.
I was.
On the he don't like to change.
That's
he don't never
want to change. It wasn't even. Look, boo, don't do me. It wasn't even in my place.
I'm just calling it how I seen it.
It wasn't even my place. We're talking about hotels and their place.
The fact is, I had a motherfucking foursome and what?
A foursome?
That's Ebony.
Lisa.
That's Ebony.
That's right. Dre, I believe you done had. You done had. You done ran a train.
Shari.
So
naughty. I'm going
to say Dre.
A train is 3. So
no, it's not.
That's a lot.
That's not. A
that
train
is a menage
a
trois.
Like 4 or more people.
Oh, okay. That's a 12. You said, oh, yeah, you're right. You said a foursome, though.
Yes.
A foursome ain't no. That's a.
An orgy.
Well, okay. I get you. No, and I'm going with Shari on that one. That's why she got a damn camera.
I agree.
I went back on, got on the camera because the live ended.
So, again, Shari is my pick.
I'm saying Shari also.
It's Shari?
She has no coof.
I know Dre done had a foursome. Period.
It's Shari or Dre?
Hey, Vic.
What up, Vic?
Hey, Vic. I say, Dre, you done had the foursome.
I wish. I would like to claim responsibility.
Wow.
But this is what I really honestly can't.
Well, if you had the foursome, I'm going to need you to count them. One of them, two of them, three of them, four of them. I'm going to need you to count them. How many of them you done had?
One of them, two of them, three of them, four.
Ebony. Because
I ain't had no motherfucking foursome.
It was me and my former life.
Twosome. A threesome.
It was what?
I was Joan of Arc in my former life.
You was Joan of Arc?
Yeah, you don't look on that.
You got a whole lighter up
there. Did you light the lighter in front of your hand?
All I have is the pen.
The only part of Joan of Arc that you could have been is that you had a mission.
I was Joan of Arc in my former life.
No, nobody.
You had a whole foursome. You a whole foursome of hope.
It was somebody one. Actually, it was supposed to be just a menage a trois, and then someone. It was someone's birthday.
So y'all just threw them in there for good measure. Uh-huh. It's your birthday. Come join our foursome.
Yep. I later ran into two of those.
Dre, you ain't never had a foursome for real.
Never in my life. Never.
Only a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever ran a train?
That's what the threesome was.
A threesome is not a train.
But like this.
Somebody said
me and two women and a woman and two guys. I've done that.
I just invited my frat bro. Hi, frat bro.
Hey, frat bro.
That's where you get, if you want to know, the audience of them frat. The frat boys are the ones be going hard.
So the frat boys be having four.
The frat boys be doing it. I done been around them amazing.
Is that true,
man?
Frat boys? Do y'all be out there having running trains on girls?
If they're cues.
They did. Trust me, they do. I seen it. I seen it.
How's you seen it? You was there?
Yeah.
Hey. I was there. I was watching. I watched them go and step out.
Has someone ever run a train on you?
Ooh. Two women have. Yeah. Yes, they have. Two women have. Yeah, two women actually have. Thank you for asking, Abby. I know you're trying to be slick, but yes, Abby. Two women's have.
Women's. Right. I like the way you said that. Women's. Two women's.
Really? I know. You can't get me, Frederick Douglass. I got you, though.
Last question.
You're trying me.
Last question. The fact is, I've had sex with more women than I have men.
Sorry.
That would be sorry.
I'm Dre.
I'm going to Dre. Oh, that would be Dre, because Dre don't do men.
Yeah, 100% right.
Who said?
That would be.
So, Frederick Douglass cannot get me tonight. You cannot get me out of my element tonight. That's what I'm saying.
That would be Dre. I'm
still going
with Shari.
It's Shari, too. It's probably me and Shari, but, you know, at the same time.
Hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, you know. Sometimes you just don't want a whole lot of dick up in you.
I don't know. She said, I do. She said, I do.
Right? You don't want a whole lot of dick in you, right?
I would be not one. Ever.
We
I'm laughing at Lisa. Lisa said, I do.
So if y'all voted me, y'all voted right. I don't want a whole lot of dicks up in me. Not a whole lot of.
Do your thing.
Just saying. And Dre, you don't want no dicks in you either. So we.
Not one. I don't want to be around.
Ebony.
I don't care what she's looking like. She looks silly all she wants.
He said he liked goats. He didn't say he liked dicks.
Same difference.
No, because the Jesse goat has
the vagina. Here y'all go. Y'all trying to be slick about your little comments and stuff.
I'm just trying to tell her that you ain't into dicks.
Nowhere near it.
Okay, Beastie.
Anyway.
Is that MJ time?
Oh, that's all we get.
As the river floweth north,
what about Drake?
So shall the salmon swim south. It's a great question.
I'll pause you in the middle of a motherfucking
line. Why is your phone on mute? Or do not disturb.
I'm recording live, folks. I'll call you when I'm done. Jeez Louise, cousin.
All right. Let's go. Can he get the mute?
Do, 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 do. That damn Dre.
That damn Dre. You damn stupid. What's happening, baby? What's happening, baby?
Oh, now you from New Orleans?
Yeah, you know it. You already know, baby.
Dre, let me give this disclaimer before you give us this. That damn Dre. If this shit is about some ashy ankles or heels or some damn,
shut your ass up,
some shit and not no sex. Oh, you gonna?
I got a good topic. I got a topic with that though. It's a caveat to that. So tonight's that damn Dre topic would be, fellas, I want you to pay attention to your ladies. If you have been in the bedroom and you've been laying pipe down all night, all day. And she's still mad, I can guarantee you it's something her side dude did. I can guarantee you. That's why she's still mad. So, boom. Think about that. Take care of your woman. If she's still mad after you done laid good pipe down, it's something her side dude that she's fucking on the side has done.
You fell asleep?
Yeah, I did.
You fell asleep, Dre. Dre, she was disrespecting your damn Dre. Okay. So, Dre, if you give your woman the pipe, if you lay down the pipe, and you lay down the pipe good, and even after you make her come, she still got a whole fucking attitude.
It's good by your
It don't
season.
Got nothing to do with you. It all got to do with her side chick.
All got a side guy, a side dude.
Nah, that's because that's the problem. Y'all men think y'all sex be good, and that shit don't be good. She probably imagined that shit
said,
was wet.
Fuck her.
No,
I'm not.
Fuck her. I'm telling you right now what the issue is, my brothers. Y'all better pay attention. And understand, it's not you. You can put the best pipe down that you ever laid down. And she's still mad. I'm telling you, she's mad because of her secret life. She got another dude. And he done did something. He probably done fucked somebody. He done probably dating somebody else or something. Whatever. She done found out about it. And she's still pissed off about it. I promise you, it ain't you. So, I don't care what light skin, ebony,
Hi, Chris. Happy birthday, Chris. Is that why you called in the middle of us recording?
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, cousin. I love you.
How many called in the middle? It's my birthday. By the way, you didn't call me and tell me happy birthday, cousin.
I'm going to call you as soon as we're done. Thanks. I promise.
I don't even know who he is, but happy Earth Day, brother.
Happy Earth Day. I mean, I will accept your that damn Dre, because it is a true statement. I feel like it's a true statement. If you put it down the way it's supposed to be and she still got an attitude, it's something else going on. Yeah.
I can guarantee it is.
That's exactly. We'll start voting on your that damn Dre's, and we'll let you
look. Know. You wanted something sexy out. I gave you something sexy out.
That was a good one.
It just wasn't good. You're going to get nasty into it. They're coming.
That was a good one.
But
she fell asleep on that shit while you was answering.
She fall asleep, narcolepsy ass. She don't fall asleep anyway if she ain't talking. That's why she keep talking. So she don't fall asleep. You done? Are you finished?
Are you finished or are you done?
Are you done or are you finished? You finished. Good. That's exactly what I like. That's exactly what I like.
I don't have problems.
Anyway,
Okay, y'all.
Take us out.
I do want to take y'all out because I can't take no more of that damn Drace. Oh, and that was that damn Drace. Okay, so now you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I said you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook, and YouTube. Email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That's naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or leave us a message. Or you can leave us a message at 912-434-1414. If you want to look now, I gotta cut the middle of this because I need to tell y'all this. If y'all really want to know the real story behind the Jussie and Dre, on 912-434-1414, we welcome
you. You're gonna try to plug some shit.
Ideas, and Ebonize, your advice.
That's fucked up.
Like no
That's
other.
Fucked up.
Keep them coming. Right. Listen on. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go back up. Looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? Please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com. And click the merch link, and all of our merchandise will pop up. Now, make sure you subscribe, rate, leave a review, and select the notification button so that you are notified when we post new shows every Thursday, okay? So tell your ho-ass friends to tell their ho-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. And this episode is sponsored by Ebony Candle Elements and Opulent Concierge.
First of all, I have a question. Now, you've been doing this outro for around, like, episode 69. This is our episode
69.
69? 69? And you still ain't got that shit motherfucking memorized, bitch?
I'll be liking this bitch to keep it fresh.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be liking to tell these motherfuckers, now that I got y'all can see me, and we all together in the same room except for Drake. For all y'all who said I couldn't read, I'll be doing that shit on purpose, okay? I've been missing shit and not seeing it clearly on purpose, just so y'all can say something else. But ain't nobody else saying something
read.
Else.
We no, just saw.
Because ain't nobody trying to come see me. Hey, that's
this
why.
Lexi. Hey, this Lexia.
That phone number sounds like it's a sex hotline for COVID-19.
Charlie's one who's got it signed up for us. So, 912-434-1414. Get it how you live, bruh. Or sis.
I mean, if you want sex advice, if you call the hotline, we'll give you some fucking sex advice on the motherfucking
if
hotline.
If you need some advice.
It's a hotline.
If you need some advice to how to get sex during COVID-19, we've got the information for you. You don't
it
have
was,
to
what, two episodes ago? Well, right. Last episode. Was the last episode you gave everybody how to have COVID-19 sex?
Who said yeah. that dumb shit?
He said, I'm playing.
You must get jumped on. I'm in town, bruh.
You just gonna threaten to listen?
Yeah, I am. I'm here. I'm
pull up.
Pull up. Blah, 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 blah. I can't do that. Roll tongue thing. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Do it.
Why you can't do it?
Because my tongue don't work like that.
That's how I know you give poor
booyaka, booyaka.
So I got. If you can't make your tongue roll,
that's not sure.
That means you get a horrible head.
That's
you
not sure.
You know how to make the word on your dick.
No, I can't do that. I don't know how to hum, though. So shit, bitch, don't get it fucking twisted in pillow. You about to piss me off.
That's how you do it, Tom. That's it. That's all you got.
Every single bitch. Trim.
A tramp?
No.
Yeah, like a tramp. Like a tramp.
That's
like
right.
A tramp, right? Like a tramp. Like a tramp. Like a ventriloquist.
Oh, he said,
oh, damn, do it again.
What? That would be the outro?
Probably your
hump. Oh, my.
That's all throat, not throat. Throat.
That's because it'd be back there, dummy. You wouldn't know that feeling because you were at the top of that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. At least everybody out there with has a throat.
Hey, we closing the show. We just said what we had to say. We just done what we had to do. Why you think you're talking about me dragging?
Straight from your tongue to your lungs. That's all every day. Tongue and lungs.
From your tongue to your lungs.
Lungs to lungs.
I just speaking my love language. I'll threaten me with a good time.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. No esophagus whatsoever. You can abuse that throat all you want. It ain't no throat.
Oh, you abuse. Oh, goodness. Oh, my. You're going to make me a turtleneck throat. From now on.
Thank you. That'll work too.
Look, Jesse, I ain't got time.
You call me Jesse all you want, Frederick. I mean, Ebony, whatever you want to.
You call me Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass?
Keep it up.
Like this, probably.
I just need that part. You put that part in your head, whatever you talk some shit. I don't like you. I still don't like you. I want to choke this fucking shit out your motherfucking ass. I just want to choke your motherfucking ass. I hate you. I hate you.
I didn't see it on here to add you. Where is it at?
There.
I didn't see it.
Let's go down.
It don't even say. It don't even say where you want
to. Do it again, Dre. Not Dre, but Vic.
Oh, wait. Why didn't work? It's waiting on you, Vic.
So, I think the very next time we go what? Do this again what? Next week, I'm going live on Facebook what? Too. So, okay. I'm going to have y'all on there, and we're going to get this popping as well.
Okay,
I
that's what
this.
Works. That works
good. Could have went live tonight. I didn't know that y'all were doing it.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. How y'all doing?
What up? I'm doing good. How you doing?
What up?
What you drinking? That shit look like it's in a Chick-fil-A cup.
No, it's
cool. Okay, drinking some Remy and a Coke. You be so disrespectful to expensive liquors. You be so disrespectful. You don't drink no fucking Remy Mark in a fucking plastic ass Coca-Cola cup.
That's a start.
Alright, let me see.
Okay. My people, y'all got to get better with the glasses that y'all drink y'all lifting. I can't be walking around here trying to act all extra bougie and shit and then be drinking out of styrofoam motherfucking cups and plastic cups. You just
I mean,
can't.
I keep it simple, you know. About this.
Don't let her punk you into putting that shit in.
That's the appropriate glass to put it in.
Oh my gosh.
I'll keep that in mind next time.
What you doing? My son was talking to me. I'm, you know, I gotta go get ready because my lady is in the house. So.
Oh, my lady! Oh my God! Why the fuck she didn't come out and say?
I tell her. Sorry,
baby boo, no, she better say hi. She better stop playing. Oh, Vic, why you got your taco meat out?
I'm not in.
You need to get a finger away.
Say hi.
I'm gonna be the flower girl in a wedding.
Bitch, we've already been through this. You're too much fucking old for that shit.
Because
you're
never too old to be a fucking flower girl.
I'm gonna be the
old ass woman.
pregnant, she got to be a flower girl at motherfucking 50.
It's not the first time I've ever been a flower girl.
The first time you was what, 6?
Maybe.
So why not just bridesmaid?
Why not bridesmaid, she said.
Why not bridesmaid?
I don't want to be a fucking bridesmaid. Shit, I'm different. I want to do new shit that other people don't goddamn do. Okay,
so you'll be the first adult. Yeah. You'll be the first adult flower girl.
I can't wait to show y'all my pictures. Y'all all going to be kissing my pinky ring on October 10th, 2020. When y'all see me in my bomb-ass motherfucking flower girl dress.
I mean, I'm not going to say you're probably not going to be cute doing it, but the shit is going to be...
It's not. Anyway, hey, baby boo, we wanted to say hi.
Yes.
Okay, lady. Take your man.
He didn't even tell us you were there.
Yeah, he didn't even say nothing.
He's giving you a secret from us.
I don't know why.
We got secrets in this relationship now, Dre.
Stop
That's what
it.
Doing.
Stop it. Secrets. Y'all trying to store some shit. Stop it. She'll be here to matter of fact, she'll be here to Sunday. So
Sunday. Oh, okay. Y'all got a long guess.
That's a long
fuck shit going on this time.
Oh yeah.
It's trying to get long and long.
That's a long fuck shit.
Yeah, long that's a good ass fuck shit right there. Go ahead, make us a knee, son.
Toast to y'all.
Fucking, yeah. Don't fuck us.
Toast.
That's my dog.
Why y'all not be going on vacation, so. We're going to be at the resort, chilling, with our bikinis on.
Y'all should have been at the resort with us.
I know, right?
Which resort? Where?
Jekyll Island.
They're in Georgia or some island. In Georgia? What is it called?
Part of Georgia.
Jekyll Island? Yeah, where we're going to be somewhere where the men have finger-waved chest hair.
Finger waves?
Wave that shit.
Do your thing, boo.
Yeah, or they just coil it. Do the finger coil on it. Just a little coil.
Y'all go there. I'm safe. Go there. That's all I want y'all to go. Go.
Is that a water park?
No, it's not. It's not a water park. It's an actual resort.
Yeah, it's a beautiful resort.
Okay.
Y'all Google it. I sure wish that y'all could have came, so that would have been fun.
What's the name of it again?
Jekyll Island.
Jekyll?
What is it? Like Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll check it out.
Jekyll and Hyde. All right, bye, baby.